Good evening, and welcome to Asking Angels. Tonight on Late Night Thoughts, I'd like to discuss the difference between your subconscious and your soul. The truth is, there is no difference. Your soul is your reality. The reality is your awareness, and you are, in essence, truly what you think. The existence of your awareness simply validates the fact that you are. You think, therefore you are, and yet you are and do not know it. Most of us exist unaware that we truly are. The realities of this universe are out there for all to perceive. However, the individual experiences of the person trying to understand it at any given point determine the focal point of that person's life and the direction in which they will take this and how deeply they will tread with it or not. Sometimes a soul takes lifetimes in order to raise its vibration to a point that would allow our access to other realities or other perspectives of understanding. All realities are like radio waves. They exist simultaneously without interference on different frequencies, higher or lower. They do not cross or cause trouble unless the energies try to share the same frequency. So you can think of the human body in this manner. When you're vibrating at a low frequency, when you're maybe stuck in a more negative part of your life, or you're in a sad part of your life dealing with some issues, you can understand that your energy wouldn't be vibrating very high. It would be vibrating at a very low frequency. So the more that we are able to raise our frequency, despite our life events and things that might challenge us on a day-to-day basis, the closer that we get to this ultimate higher self of ours. I feel as a whole, we generally have the physical component of our lives mastered pretty well, almost too well. In this manner, we tend to completely negate the spiritual aspect of our lives. And I feel like generationally, this has happened time and time again, and it's led us to this point that we are at now with basic total discord with our spiritual nature. However, what our awareness encompasses is so vast and far more than anything that our physical conscious mind could understand. It simply couldn't comprehend it in the way that we understand in the physicality of this world. What I mean by that is sometimes, especially in an emotional situation, there simply aren't words, but there are feelings, and it is a mutual understanding. There is something to that I think we don't press there for understanding, right? Because there are things that happen in our life, in our day-to-day life, that don't necessarily need to be explained with words or can't be. And I'd even take the stretches to say that some of the most important things in our lives happen in that manner, that are, so emotionally profound that words simply can't encompass the meaning. There are so many aspects inside of each and every one of us that we are not fully aware of. Hidden potential, really. Unlocked possibilities in your mind that are just waiting for you to discover them. Even the concept of time is physical in nature. There is simply an idea of what is now and what is then, which is changing as we speak from that which was then to this which is now. So, in essence, how could there be now? Time doesn't stand still, as it is instantly past. The minute you realize that now is a thought, it's already become past. So there's no need to live in the now, because you are always living in the future, if you choose. I think this is what people get so tripped up on by not being able to live in the present, because the concept in itself is a double standard. You can't possibly live in the now, because now is either in the past or in the future. It could be said that these vagaries of our tangible perception limit our experiences and our ability to have true understanding. Spiritual understanding and growth kind of clashes with the general idea of our matrix pre-programmed version of the human existence, because there is really no concrete, touchable, labelable, confirmation of information that you're really going to be able to find, because the information exists just outside of your five senses. So the confirmation that you're seeking isn't because of the validation of it not existing. It's simply that the method that we use for validation is skewed. But it is intentional. It is the human condition and the fundamental foundation of our lives. Choice is the actual definition of our life. I mean, how many choices have you made today? Down to what you're going to eat for breakfast, where you're going to drive to get home, what route you think is going to be faster, if you're going to go to the party later on today because you really don't feel like going. Everything is based on choice. But really, once you're awake, you realize that choice is merely an illusion. The choice to explore your spirituality is really an illusion. It's something that you need to do. It's something that you owe to yourself, because you are a spirit, why would you not want to understand more of yourself? And it seems rudimentary, but until you get to that level, there's many, many layers that you must get through to get to that point. We are all meant to remember at the times that we are. This information is sacred. It is the Holy Grail. But it falls on deaf ears as useless information until the soul is ready. Anyway, that's my late night thoughts this evening. I hope you guys are out there spreading love and light as always. As always, I send my love to you all. Have a good night.